In Flutterbrand and Butterfly Tradecraft, Marty leveraged her nymphomania into fame and fortune. She's uninhibited and shameless now, fluttering freely with many lovers, and with the help of Bertie and George, she's perfected her seduction techniques and greatly improved her stagecraft. Her intimate film downloads are increasing rapidly. Her goal is to become ranked as the number one star of explicit erotica films. But David has discovered that Marty confided in Bertie and George and created a loose end. He persuades Marty they now must commit two additional murders to tie up this loose end. But would she? How could she? Murder her friends? Can we better understand Marty's soul by looking at the people who shaped her life? Who were these people who shaped Marty's formative years? After all, nymphs are made. They are not born, are they? We'll meet Marvin, the architect of a financial dynasty. Did this powerful man turn his life and empire inside out in pursuit of love? Did Susan, a traditionally raised and religiously bound woman, sever her family ties for love? How did Susan respond to Marvin's attentions? Could anyone survive the destructive whirlwind of these two lovers? Could their love overcome familial hostilities and prejudice?